Okay, so I'm Rita, and I'm here today with
Selma.
And I'm going to be telling you, so my project is about girls' education and how many women do not have this opportunity. And I'll tell you the causes, and all you have to do is tell me your opinions on it and how we can change this in the future. Okay, so what do you think is one of the major causes of women not having an education?
I think it's mostly because of the generation, and maybe the parents don't want the children to have an education. And I think it's because also of child marriage and a young woman getting pregnant at a really young age. So that forces them to not get an education and just maybe a secondary education that will not really help later on in their life.
Okay. And so you were right about most of the time it is because of child marriage, and they intend to drop out of school at a very young age because of child marriage. Although another reason of why women do not have this right to education is because their masters, also known as their fathers, do not give them this opportunity to go to school because of the safety levels. Now, what do you think we can do to make this a safer environment for women to be able to go to school without their parents fearing their safety?
I think that maybe just being safe in the an environment can make them happy and enjoy learning. So maybe by having security guards or anything around the school may help them think that they're really secure, and would force the dad to let them have an education.
Okay. And last thing, how can having an education for women, only women, how will it change the world in a positive way in the future? So if a woman has an education, if more women have education, how will it change the world?
Well, women are, when they're done going to become parents, they're mostly going to stay with the child. So if they have a good education and know, important stuff, they can help the children learn and help them with their homework or anything, because they're going to be the one that will stay with the children and educate them and help them.
Thank you for giving me your time.
Thank you. Thank you.